You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! TPV Radio, Central Texas.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bill, and this is Your Medicine Matters. You know, it's so important for us as children of God to learn to be dependent upon the Lord every single day. Isaiah was told by the Lord that God was going to be at his right hand and his right side. And David declared, "The Lord is always with me no matter where I go." We learn to be dependent upon God. We learn to understand the power of relying on, trusting in, surrendering to, and turning everything over to the Lord. No matter what you're facing or going through today, I pray that you learn to be dependent upon God. Turn things over. Rely on the Lord. Believe that God can take your situation, turn it around, and bring something good out of it for you today. Learn how to be dependent, and in learning how to be dependent, you'll become very successful in your Christian walk. I'm Pastor Bill. This is your Minutes and Matters.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
From the hood, made it to the corporate world. Gotta say, at times the hood seems a lot better. You got holy people sinning just to get cheddar. What happened to if you knew better, then you do better? I'm not innocent, drifted to the due weather. Storms came, restocked with a few letters. Didn't understand that storms made a better man. And my reward for being obedient is better than anything that I can buy or inherit. The word is more valuable than platinum or carrots. Drop tops, Pirellis, mansions on the big lawn. You got me singing hallelujah like I'm Big Sean. No more Elias, it hurts like arthritis. Will be what you designed me to be, and that's Titus. The prophet, the father, a leader, the author. King amongst kings that'll help one another.
I don't think they really know what pain is, and I don't think they really know what great is, till it all comes crashing down. In the places I've been, then you understand the reasons I've seen. But the Lord never took my crown, no, no. He's praying for me.
Please pray for me.
Yeah.
I pray for you.
Why don't
forever.
You pray for us? Lord, we need you.
Context. And I'm your most humble host, the Psalmist Voice. What's going on? CTX, what's good? We are live on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Just download Live 365, type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you can listen to us live, or you can go to our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. So, family, I have a very, very special guest, and I don't think you guys know who this gentleman is, and this gentleman has a passion for Christ that's unparalleled. He was loosed from the chains of the industry, and he allowed the Spirit of God to reign freely, and now he is ready and willing and able. He's ready to get ham and cheese, y'all. He's getting ready to get ham and cheese to the devil, because guess what, family? Today's hot topic. I don't think y'all ready. Let me hold the phone real quick. Yeah. The topic of the day. Stop the stupid. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce to you, we have Pastor Angelo in the building. What's good? Yes, sir. God bless you, man.
Come on, Pastor Chris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready to get it in. I told you earlier offline, I'm ready to get into this steak and potatoes. So I'm ready. But before I get into all that, of course, yes, sir.
Let me open up with the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 41:10. If there are any believers out there who that actually read their Bible, pull it up on your phone, get the book. Get prepared. It's a time in this season to be prepared. But the word of God says in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, there we go. We got the word from the Lord. And of course, family, y'all know how we get down, y'all. Y'all know how we get down. But I'm very excited. My spirit is quickened, and I'm ready to get it in. So, family, we're not going to keep this prolonged any longer. But, of course, here in the CTX, I know y'all want to know y'all weather, so I'm going to give it to you. You know how it is here in the CTX. It's bipolar, to say the least. So, currently, right now, we are looking at a sunny 72 degrees CTX. And there's no wind, but we got a chance of rain coming on later on today. So please be careful. Also, of course, we don't put too much emphasis on the news and stuff like that. We all know what's going on.
Right.
Family, more than ever, we need to pray, period. We need to come together as family. We need to come together as men and women of God. We need to come together as churches. It's no time to be playing Facebook anymore. There's no time to be playing games anymore, family. We have to get locked and loaded and ready to go, period. So, with that being said, I'm going to quit all the particulars because I'm ready to eat. My spiritual stomach is hungry, and I'm ready to get it in. So, family, you know what time it is, right?
But I just got to know one thing. Are you ready? No, I said, are you ready?
Ding, ding, ding. Radio Network, are you ready? To walk. Well, I'm ready to walk. Pastor Angelo, are you ready to walk?
Let's get it together right now.
Yes, sir. Well, family, before we get started,
we got a lot on the plate.
Oh yeah. So we're gonna open it up with music, and we got your queen starting off the show with No Fear, and it's when we come back. Pastor Angelo and I is about to go ham and cheese. Let's stop the stupid, family, and let's get it together in Jesus' name. When we come back, the next voices you will hear is Pastor Angelo and the Psalmist voice. We'll be right back after this. Don't you dare move a muscle.
This is 8R Bass. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio. Round.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the psalmist voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
He's in the building. He took time out of his busy schedule to hang with your boy, the psalmist voice. But we are getting serious because I can hear Pastor Angelo's lips just chopping. He's ready to go. He got a steak knife in his hand, and we're ready to get it in. So, family, we are about to tackle this issue plaguing our church as we know it. This is why Pastor Angelo and I want to warn the people of God. We are calling the people, especially the leaders of our city, to repent, keeping hope and love alive through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are loving you to the truth. 2 Timothy 2:19. Ladies and gentlemen, we have in the building Pastor Angelo is in the building. What's good, family? Pastor Angelo, are you in the building?
Come on, brother.
Brother. Gotcha. So, we're tackling this subject called Stop the Stupid. Now, a lot of people can scratch their heads, Pastor Angelo, and they're like, what are these guys like? What are you talking about, man? Like, stop the stupid. What do you mean by that? Well, we're going to dissect it for a minute because you know how we can think carnally at times when we look at certain things and we get offense to something that shouldn't be offensive. We should be able to stop the stupid on all fronts. So, here we go. Stopping the stupid, family, is simple as this. Having a true relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Allowing him to manifest in your life. Allowing him to take you out of the picture and allow him to break free and come through. So, you've been hearing a lot lately. You've been seeing a lot of different preachers coming out. We have some that have the John the Baptist spirit and just going ham and cheese on the different cities and towns calling for repentance. This word is repetitive. This word is so rampant right now that it's being far overlooked by everything else that we painted in churchdom. What am I talking about? Well, we painted all these pictures of having 5 churches in 5 locations. We've painted this picture of having these million-dollar homes and cars and doing all these things that has nothing to do with truly repenting to God. And it's a daily thing. It ain't just something that you just woke up and say, oh, okay, I got to repent today. No, every day we ought to repent. I don't care if you are Bishop Tutu Tantin Khan and you are just so holier than thou that you don't feel that you have to repent. Well, hate to break the news to you. Everyone has to repent. It's a daily thing. All of us don't get it right half the time. Some of us try to get it right half the time, but God wants us to get closer to him. God wants us to move our hearts to him. And Why are we getting offended, Pastor Angelo, when people are coming to us in love and trying to tell us what we need to hear to get ourselves right? What happened? We used to have correction back in the old church. We didn't have a problem with our the old mother or the old deacon coming to us and telling us what we need to do and transform our lives spiritually. We didn't have a problem with that then. So now we have a problem with that now, Pastor Angelo. So with just this aspect, we're going to open up. We need to stop the stupid when somebody's trying to give us corrective spiritual advice and we don't want to heed to it. So I want your thoughts on that, Pastor Angelo. What's going on?
Well, what's going on, if anybody's a believer and knows their word or has their word in their hand, they need to read the testimony in 2 Corinthians 11. You can start in 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. And Paul goes on to talk about the false apostles. Okay, these guys that are raping and fleecing the flock, asking them to give thousands of dollars to hear a word from God. And all Jesus said is open. Jesus is going to say to you in the end of your time, have you not read? You will know these imposters by their fruits.
Wow.
It blows my mind that churches are chock full of people going to church to get a word, only to get robbed.
Wow.
When Jesus himself, if we go to John 10:10, you got your Bibles. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. This is what the prosperity preachers have used for their purposeful gain. To manipulate you, control you into taking your money.
Wow.
But if they read on, you are a Christian, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he says, but the hirelings, who are these pastors, wolves in sheep clothing, Jesus called them, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. How do you know this, Brother Angelo? Well, if you cried out for discernment, if you cried out, that God give me discernment about this church, I'm telling you, it would be so clear. And you, all you'd have to do is open your book, read the book, and God will speak to you, and he'll tell you to go under the wolf. Like he sent his disciples out. He says, I send you out as sheep among wolves. There are many wolf people. Please stop. Stupid. And I'm not calling you stupid. What I'm saying is stop supporting and endorsing and thinking that you're sitting under this man or woman of God, supposedly, yet they're the furthest thing from the kingdom of God. And Paul had the same plight. And he gave his testimony.
Bruh.
Read it in 2 Corinthians 11. Read the whole book. I promise you, God will open your eyes. You'll begin to hear throughout the, there's a theme that Jesus kept saying throughout the Word of God is, if those that have an ear to hear, hear. Please, my people, my brothers, my sisters, please read your Word, study your Word, be in your Word, and if you're in your Word, you're going to know these crooks, and I'm waiting for their going out of business sale. You know where they're going out of business sale is in?
What?
Revelation. If you read Revelation 18, you'll see they're going out of business sale.
There you go.
It's coming. And let me tell you something, and I don't say this to hurt a church,
yes,
a body of Christ. We're not here to tear anybody down.
No.
But we're here to talk about what Jesus said. Okay? He said it in Luke 13, verse 3. I tell you, this is Jesus talking. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you with all likewise perish.
Wow.
What does that mean? What does that mean, brother? Wait a minute. You will repent, or you will what? Go to hell. That's what this loving, gracious God is telling us. He's telling us to turn from sin. Don't use grace as a license to sin. Stop sinning. Repent from your sin. Turn from your wicked ways. I believe it's in Second Chronicles 7. He's talking about he will heal the land. I'm telling you, people, now is the hour. Now is the time. It's time to lay it down and get. You have plenty of time to be in your Word. Get off of the all these fake preachers telling you foolishness, only to keep you hanging in there. All you need. You know what the Bible says? Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. I don't know about you, but I want a good word. I don't want to hear the mouth of fools. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired of it. And you know what? I was right there with y'all. Believe me. I understand. My goodness.
We're in this together.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We're all in this together.
That's right.
You know, there's a message I'm going to give Sunday, and it's all about this corona thing. And here it is. We have, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something. We've got more faith to believe what we don't see in a virus rather than a God who's able to heal and deliver and set us free and make us free. Not set us free. Make us free.
Make us free. Amen.
I'm telling you.
And
we. I'm fired up today, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Because you know what? Lives matter. Your life matters. You're out there. You're an atheist out there today. And you're saying, prove it to me. Jesus proved it on the cross when he had over 500 to testify of his resurrection. Don't tell me there's no proof. Science has already proven it, that Jesus rose from the dead. That's been proven. Okay? So you're an atheist. You say there's no God. I believe that you're enjoying your sinful life, and you really don't want to turn it over to a God who's just and a God who will not accept sin. Because the wages of sin is death. The wages, correct? But the wage, wage is your what you're building up, what you're obtaining. I'm telling you right now, people, you're not going to hear the truth from these churches. And I'm not putting everybody under the bus. I'm saying there are many. What does the Bible say? The broad way that leads to destruction, but the narrow is the way to life, and few that find it. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of God. And what is God's will? God's will is his word. His word is the evidence. There's your evidence. It's his word. People say, oh, he's saying no, faith is the evidence of things not seen. Well, there is evidence. Look at the book. Look at the prophecies written in the Bible. They have come to pass year after year after year after year, century after century. And we're looking for proof. We're looking for evidence. Stop looking for evidence. Stop believing in a virus that you can't see, yet you'll put your mask on and trust in your government, but you won't trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. It's time to trust in Jesus. Now is the time to trust Jesus. And let me tell you something. I was just reading. Hang on. Let me go back here. Hang on.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to John. You got your Bibles? Please take your Bibles out. John 9:31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. What does that mean? He does not hear the prayers of the unrighteous or the wicked. I'm going to step on some toes, Pastor.
Uh-oh. Well, you're in the right spot.
Some of your favorite singers.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Some of your favorite singers are not living the life that they sing about. So what does that mean, Pastor Angelo?
Say what?
What that means is, if God does not hear the prayers of the unrighteous, and it's also spoken in Isaiah 54:17, God does not hear the wicked. Okay? If he don't hear the prayers of the wicked, he don't hear the praise of the wicked.
Wow.
So you can sing those
songs.
And then you're going to have no power. You're not going to see any move of God. You're not going to see, because there's no anointing. Where there is sin, where there is no God, where there is no prayer, there's no God, there's no praise. And the praise of the unrighteous will not be heard. And these churches that have adulterous praise and worship leaders with multiple marriages, leading worship, and nobody says nothing, brother. Nobody. Oh no! Don't judge. What? What are you talking about? You better go read your Bible. Go. You know what? I tell them, go read your Bible. Because let me tell you something. Righteous. You know what? Here it is, Pastor. I said it this morning to you. I said I don't have to be right. I don't.
No. No.
But I have to be right.
Correct.
And I'm only righteous through the blood of Christ. That's it. I'm not righteous by my power, by my authority, because I have none. The only authority I have is what Christ gave me, which he also, by the way, gave me in Luke 9:1. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But wait a minute. Where are these pastors? Are they going in to the corona epidemic areas and laying hands on people? Oh, no, let's stay 6 feet away. Really? Really. Jesus said, stand 6 feet away. in other words, instead of us, the government serving us, we're serving the government.
Wow.
And let me bring you to another point. Jesus Christ himself. What was his affiliation with the government? He didn't have one.
Nope.
You know what he said? Render to Caesar what is Caesar's. Render to God what is God's. In other
That's
words,
right.
Christian or churches or pastors, pay your taxes.
Like wow.
Jesus, okay. I'm sorry, Mr. 501c3 and your benefits.
Uh-oh.
Well, forget all your benefits. You better take the benefits that God is offering you, not the one that the government's offering you. Because the one
That's
that
right.
government's offering is going to come with a price.
Because
nothing in this world, like my wife and I were talking about this morning, this ain't our home, man. This is a testing ground. This is the testing ground for our faith.
That's
and let
right.
me tell you something. If you allow the enemy to rob your faith, that's on you. But if you want to continue to stop the stupid, don't have your faith in a germ or a virus that you can't see.
That's right.
Don't slap that mask on. Have faith in God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And I was gonna start another fire, but this network's known for starting fires, and we go all the way out and we sink the ship all in the same time. But so anywho, I was going back towards the stop the stupid part of having entertainers. Oh, I'm sorry, having praise and worship leaders lead service.
Oh, please.
And the experience that you feel as a congregant. I'm feeling goosebumps, Pastor Angelo. Does that mean that person has anointing? Or because a certain person hits... Yep. Does that mean go ahead and put the icing and the cake on that one, because I try to answer that one, man, and I haven't been in the game long enough to answer it, so I know you have the answer.
You just said a mouthful right there, the game, because that's what it is. See, none of these guys, these praise and worship leaders, that are living in an adulterous situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or that are living another lifestyle, whether it be a transgender or homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, this isn't a bash on gay, okay? This is a bash on sin.
Yes.
I don't understand, brother. Let's get out of my personal assault and let's get to Paul.
There you go.
1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know, will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Wow.
Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And I love what Paul said here. He said, and such were some of you, Angelo, Pastor Chris.
Yes, sir.
Such were some of you. But here's the difference. He went on, he said, but you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You repented and turned from your wicked ways. That's the only way to inherit the kingdom of God.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. Some guy leading the choir with this big famous choir director, he dresses more feminine than my wife.
Wow.
I'm like, wait, let me tell you something. Are you kidding me? What partners, don't we understand? Charlton Pierce was on CNN.
Uh-huh.
And he said, if we took our gay brothers and sisters out of the church, we'd have no more music. Now, I agree with that. I agree, but I disagree. I agree that, yes, we would have no homosexual singing gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd have the righteous step up. We'd have the righteous step up.
That's right.
And we may not have the quantity of what we have, but we have the anointing of what God intended us to have. Stop the circus. Tell that gay preacher, we did a New Year's Eve concert with Reverend James Moore. This was back in the day. Back in 1995, I believe it was. We're in North Carolina, and they went to a rehearsal. And Reverend James got up in front of the choir, and he pointed out four people in the choir, and he asked them, point blank range, are you struggling with homosexuality?
Wow.
He says, if you're struggling, you can't sing up in the choir. And he made them step down. Now, he wasn't being mean.
No.
He was being right. Mm-hmm. He was laying it out. He's great. I had so much respect for what he did. He ministered to them. How about that? Then he actually took them aside and prayed for their deliverance. He didn't hate them. He loved them. He wasn't trying to embarrass them. But you know what, though? When my wife and I step in a building, I'm responsible for what goes on in our ministry. And I'm going to be held accountable for every word, every song, every association that I was involved with.
Wow.
I take this thing extremely seriously. That's why we walked away. I'm going to be honest with you. All we got to do, brother, is open up Psalm 1, is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Okay? That's it right there. What part don't we understand? Okay? Now, I want to encourage people out there. I want to encourage you. James said in verse 1, chapter 1, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And then he goes on and says, if any of us lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, hang in there. Stay strong. And do, you know what? I gotta go one more place, find the scripture here.
Yes, sir.
Which scripture? I pray somebody's getting something.
Yes, I do too. I'm getting something.
Okay, let's go to 1 John 3:4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in Jesus, there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. And what did Jesus say? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to the Father but me. And he goes, you shall know. Hang on. Let's go here. I'm almost done with my scripture reading here.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Not knowing about Christ. And I, you know, my brothers and sisters, I was just like a lot of y'all. I would go to church, and my knowledge of the Bible was what the pastor knew.
Yes.
So whatever I was a little puppet. I wasn't Christ's puppet. I was the pastor's puppet.
Mm.
You need to be, you know what, if you're a new Christian or if you're a mature Christian, you still need to be discipled.
Amen.
You need discipleship. Jesus didn't have a church of 5,000. He had a church of 12.
Wow.
Well, you know why? Because he could intimately, personally be in their lives. They knew him. He knew them. He knew what they needed. He knew what they wanted. He knew what they could give him. They knew what he could give him.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled on him. Even when he was going to die, what did he say to them? He said, "I'm leaving you, but I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit, my Holy Spirit." So it was, he wasn't leaving them. He was just telling them. But he gave them everything that they needed to accomplish the purpose and will of God for their lives and for the purpose of the church. Guys, stop the stupid. I'm not calling you stupid, because I was the same place. I had to stop the stupid in my life. I had to come to a place where it was like, "Angela, what are you doing? You're hanging with a bunch of people who are sinning in the church, and you think it's okay." Because you know what? I wanted people to like me. I wanted them to be my friends. I wanted to, instead of letting, you know what Jesus told me this morning? He says, "Angelo, they hated me first. So how much more are they going to?" I'm not out here to make friends, brother.
Yes.
I want to make disciples of Christ. And I want to see Christians grow up, mature up, call them to be, so that they don't go to hell.
Amen.
Man, this is serious stuff.
Yes.
This is very serious.
And the thing about it is, Pastor Angelo, is that the required evidence of love is not there. We don't love the way Christ loved, because Christ had a passion. You know, he, even though he knew exactly his 12, he knew exactly, like you just said, he knew them in and out, good, bad, ugly.
Yep.
But see, he took the time. He took the 3.5 years. And he took the time, excuse me, I just got kicked off the audio. But anyway, he took 3.5 years to cultivate, to love, to develop relationship, to develop, I got your side, you got my side. If one brother falls, the other 11 has got him up. Things like that. The culture that Jesus set for the church was already predestined, Paul. And we only took what we wanted, Angelo, from what the certain things that the great apostle Paul said. But you're not, again, we're leaving out elements. Christ loved us beyond. He was the Son of God. Why would he risk his being for us?
Yeah.
And I know it grieves the spirit when he sees that he's still taking the lashes for us. Think about it. Yes, he's in glory, but he's like our biggest lawyer, man. He's like, "Come on, Dad, just give him one more chance. Give him one more chance." And he just sitting right there, right across from us, sitting right there in that little chair or in the end of the bed, just sitting there like, "Dude, I went to bat for you. I'm still here for you, but yet you don't hear me. You're allowing the things of this world drown your ear that you can't hear. So we get to that place, and when we can't hear God, that's when we start the stupid. And we do things, especially if we're in the things of God, we start taking detours. Uh-oh. And I love the perfect, what we talked about before we went off air. This is the perfect stop the stupid anthem right here. What king do you answer to? Or, do you answer to a king? Uh-oh. I started some trouble now. They're hanging up. They're hanging up. So, this is... I'm just saying, as far as the listeners that are listening in, they're probably hanging up right now with that comment. Just saying. And probably the listenership
right
that's
there.
Listening
stay
live right now.
Stay right there.
But I'm going to be right here till our time's up. So anyway, what we've missed so many key components to our life. And then when we think back and we're like, man, God, you got me through that. I can literally feel the hawk claws inside of my back and how it would pull me back. Me and my wife would try to make two steps forward to try to come back to you. We heard your voice through the muck and the mire. We heard your voice calling us when we were singing. We heard your voice call in the midst of the stupid, the chaos. You lift us up, God. That's what my whole point is this. We're not sitting here trying to whip you to death. And see, we get so offensive. Again, Angelo, what happened to our tough skin? We got soft. We crawl up under a rock.
Let me say this, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's where the stupid's got to stop. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Are the folks out there ready?
I don't think they're ready, but we're going to give it to them anyway. Just saying, you got it. You have the floor.
Here it is. Again, we're going to go to the word. Again, let me explain to you. Everything that we're talking about can be directed to the word of God. Not my opinion. This is not a debate. This is God's opinion.
That's right.
That's why I go to his word, because he's not a man that he should lie. Man is capable of lying, but God isn't.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of y'all are going to churches, man, especially in Atlanta. There's a one big pastor over there. He's got like 35,000 members. And here's the scripture, Matthew 5:33. Again, you have heard that. It was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Okay, but what does that mean, Pastor? These guys are fraternity members. You know what that is, people? You're pledging your oaths. We did it as a kid. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Wait a minute. I just went against God. Because God told me not to swear no oath to no other God, but not even to him. And what do? We go to these churches with these pastors of fraternity brothers. And it's beyond the family of faith. Marvin Sapp said it out of his own mouth. He said, "He says, where are my nukes? It's on a video on YouTube. And he's at Eddie Long's church. Watch it." And he goes, "We'll talk about this upstairs because these people don't get it. That what we belong to is beyond the family of faith." What kind of foolishness is that?
Wow.
What's beyond the family of faith? Your fraternity? Yeah, you know why? Because he needs a job. It's a wow. gig. It's a way to move ahead in life. You know what? People go to college and they join these fraternities and sororities so that they can be connected through life, so that they can get ahead and get positioned.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Bible? You better go read it. And let me tell you something. Peter said, "The stone that you build is rejected." He talked about Freemasonry. He's talking, man, we need to wake up, people. Stop the stupid. If you say, let me tell you something, I'm not crazy. I'm not stupid. I know what's going on. These guys, these fraternity members, they got to back each other up. And that's how the music industry is, my people. My wife and I have done 13 albums. We've never broken the top 30.
What?
And let me tell you something. I don't care. Because we're not part of a fraternity or sorority. We won't pledge our oath to some other god. Joshua said, "Whom will you serve? Will you serve the Lord or will you serve the world?" As for me and my house, Pastor, we will serve Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we will not pledge any oath to any other god, not even to Jesus.
And that particular subject is very heavy on the table, too.
You know what people don't know, Pastor? You know what? Jesus said, "Let those that are ignorant stay ignorant." In other words, we're not going to convince everybody, brother.
Yes, no, you're right.
Not everybody's going to buy into the Word of God. Well, let me tell you something. They're not going to buy into the Word of God. So why would they buy into what we're talking about? But I'm telling you right now, if you do not heed the Word of God on this radio station, you better check your Christianity.
Amen.
You better check it. And I, you know what? I hate to be, you know, I don't want to be, you know, I'm not, you know what? None of us have the corner set on the truth. We don't know
it
all. I certainly don't know it all. But what I do know, I do know.
Because
the Bible says you shall know the truth. And once you know the truth, he will make you free. But if you don't know him intimately, you'll never be free.
Amen. Amen. And I agree.
You can go give Winona Bynum $10,000. And you'll get no word. Only the word that she's going to give you. And it ain't from God.
Wow.
Or Jamal Bryant. You're going to go give you 1,000. I heard a secular artist talk about this guy. That he took my money and fleeced me.
Wow.
He was fleecing the flock. He gave up an offering. He gave up 3 offerings once. And one offering, he said, "All the women in the audience, dump all the change out of your pocketbook." This is on YouTube. I'm not gossiping. This is on YouTube.
Yes.
Now empty your pocketbook. Take the change out of your pocketbook. If you want God to change your life, take the change out of your pocketbook and bring it down front. This is like the 3rd or 4th offering that he had taken up. Wait a minute. And you should have seen the women dumping their pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken my wife by the hand and said, "We're leaving right now."
Yes, sir.
The only thing we're dumping. Church
That's
and this
right.
foolishness. Stop the stupid. These guys are getting rich. They're riding around in a Bentley. I ride around in a 2006 Honda Civic.
Wow.
And I'm not, you know what? I'm perfectly content with what God's given me. I don't have to have things to know that I'm blessed. Things don't bless you. That doesn't mean you're blessed because you've got a beautiful house on a mountain. Come on, man.
But that's the sad
Bible,
part.
A man is not determined by what he possesses. In other words, you're not. Your stuff doesn't make who you are.
That's right. And
I, man. I'm sorry.
No, you good, man. Cause it's like we having the same thoughts. The same time you going, and I have a thought, and you say the exact same thing that I'm about to say. That's what I'm saying. This is amazing. It's just we've been talking about this stuff for like maybe almost going on 2 years, just giving awareness to the family with all this stuff going on, with this 3, 4, 5 offering stuff, and we got Pastor with Louis Vuitton on, and Gucci glasses, and you know, come on,
yeah,
man, like
pastors,
really?
We got pastors with skirts on.
Uh oh.
You know, I didn't. I want your audience to get this. I want them to go to Revelation 21:8, and you don't want Jesus to call you this. One of the very things that he hates is a coward.
Yes.
We need to step up our game. We need to step up our faith. We need to be, you know what, my wife and I, we stepped into public. Asking people to repent. And people were laughing at me. I said, you know what, you can laugh, but you can either repent or go to hell. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
Why would Jesus didn't die for us to go to hell, man?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
You make that decision.
Exactly. What would have been the point of him going through all that he went through? Would have been the point. None. So this is what I don't. You know, this is why it angers me in the spirit how we just take the word. And we make it our own brand. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say brand. I'm sorry. Make it our own copyright. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that either. Make it our own New York Times best-selling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand how we've gotten so into, I go hard for Jesus Christ. I wear the same suit every other day. I'm going to 3 and 4 churches a week, and now I'm 5 and 6, and I don't have all this stuff. And but hold on a second. Now when you need me to come and preach for you, Pastor Angelo, I have a retainer fee that I have to collect before I even come to Higher Place Church. You hear me? I need to make sure I have what my writer says. I need to make sure everything on my writer is in my private office with all of the same color Skittles and Starburst, and make sure I have Perrier water, make sure I have one bottle of Red Bull, and make sure I have clean towels. Some of them are heated. Okay, this is just the writer, Angelo. We're not even talking about paying the man to come to you. That's a whole nother fee. So now we have fees and we have price tags on the word of God. Let's stop stupid. We got price tags on what's blessed and highly favored and who can pay more than the other so I can get my bishop title from another bishop that ain't even living his life right. Uh-oh, let me stop the stupid. Well, let me also say one more thing where we have all of this buying into stuff, just like with this virus going on right now. Can you believe, Pastor Angelo, that we even got pastors, the big ones, marketing and packaging this thing? And because of the people of where they are, they're using it as a marketing tool to pull again on people's emotions. We have the solution to the problem and all this other stuff. And now we got a 10-part series on it. But for a free gift of any amount and, you know, all this stuff. I'm like, listen, what is wrong with you? If you're in a position to set people free, you have thousands and millions of people that watch you. But yet you still want to sit here and say somebody doesn't have the same anointing or the same gifting because they ain't put $1,000 or $1 million in your pocket. I'll wait. So we have a lot of people doing stupid things. And I'm sorry to say it, but we are. We're doing stupid things, and Jesus Christ is sitting right there like, could y'all please stop the stupid? What are you doing? Like, you guys are just going straight ham and cheese, throwing what the great apostle Paul wrote for you. You only want to take the scriptures that will give you money and wealth. Uh-oh, sorry. I'm stepping on corns again. Oh, you only want to sign a $1 million record deal only if you sell your soul. And here's my younger daughter for the trade. Uh-oh. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But this is what's going on, family. We're doing things in the kingdom of God that are totally outrageous. And God's had enough. I've had enough. I get sick of myself, Pastor Angelo. I get sick of myself of not being where God wants me to be. And I'm hard on myself. So why we have a problem when men and women of God that are not getting paid six figures, that aren't coming to you live from their 5.5 mansion, all this nonsense, why can't you see the truth for what it is? Everything is being bottled and packaged and sold to the highest bidder, and no one is seeing the nonsense that's going on behind it. No one's getting set free. No one's being delivered. But you want to knock the first man or woman of God that come out in boldness and declare the word of God in scripture. They're not just coming off their dome piece in scripture. And it's validating everything that comes out of that person's mouth. But the same person with the same word will be overlooked because we on that stupid. Yeah. Because we rather hear it from one of those big time preachers. Let me see what they got to say about that.
Well, see, you know what it is that we're a people that love entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what people have done. They have replaced Jesus with another Jesus.
Uh-oh.
That's what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 11:4. He was talking about the churches that will lend their message to those who want to hear something that's positive. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know about you, but when God chastises those he loves.
That's right.
You know what? He loves us that much that he's going to discipline us so that we won't fall into a pit. I don't want to fall into no pit.
I
want to be with Jesus. I want to be with my Father in heaven.
That's right.
You know what? People can call me nuts. They can call me whatever they want. But you know what? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is in control.
That's right.
He's my master.
Right.
He's my king. He's my Lord. He's my Jesus. And I can't get to the Father but through Jesus.
That's right.
I want to be obedient to the Heavenly Father. Even to the point of death, even to the point of not being popular. We were talking to my children, and they said, well, Jesus was popular. No, he was never popular.
Mm-hmm.
Never in history was Christianity popular. Let me tell you something. The devil ain't going to let nobody one-up him on this earth because he's ruling reign over it.
Exactly.
But that's why he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything give thanks. And the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension will guard your heart, mind, and soul in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be concerned with the world, where the world's going. Don't be concerned about, shut your TV off.
Yeah.
Stop the stupid. You know, I drive for Lyft and Uber, and I went from, you know, making a halfway decent living for my family to making $65 a week.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that's where we are because people are stupid. Because they're following the world.
Wow.
Like this free, they say to give free money out to people. There ain't no free money. The IRS is going to come crying back for their money. Believe me. You watch.
They'll find some way to get it back. That's what they do. But, you know,
everybody has a boss, my friend.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has a boss, too. And he got to listen to what they got to tell him to do.
That's true.
And so, you know what? You put your hope and trust in a president. You know what? Do I want my president saved? Absolutely. Do I want to see him come to Christ? Absolutely. But you know what? The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits, right? Just like this Kanye thing. You'll know him 6 or 7, 10 years down the road where he is with Christ. Is he willing to give up his billions of dollars to follow after Jesus? What is the Bible? The Bible says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Just like Jesus said to the rich young ruler, to sell all you have and follow me. Rich young ruler is like, what are you, nuts?
Yeah.
I can't follow you. What do you got? You got sandals and a clock back. He didn't know who he was dealing with, man.
Exactly.
You know what, people? We don't know who we're dealing with because we're not in his word.
Wow.
Stop the stupid. Stop. Let's see the church which Jesus is coming back for without spot or wrinkle. He ain't coming back for the money grabbing church. You know, that's their change out of their pocketbook. So the pastor can go to the Ruth Chris Steakhouse tonight and eat a nice big fat steak while you're having hamburger on the grill.
Yeah.
Wake up, people. Wake up. I'm telling you, what the news and the media is telling us, we're being fed a bunch of lies. And you know what? If you do your homework, the media is legally able to lie.
Yeah, that's true.
But the scriptures I read to you, they're not going to change. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm going to tell you this. We have a new song that's going to be released Saturday night at midnight on iTunes and all digital platforms. It's called The Same God. And I want people to know, my wife is a true prophet of God. And I don't say that. We don't sit there and talk about, you know, self-proclaimed prophets and all this other foolishness. No, this woman has written 98% of Angelo and Veronica's music. If you listen to the lyrics from 1991 to 2020, and you just go back and look at the lyrics, don't even listen to the song. Go back and listen to, watch the lyrics that this woman has written. They're so prophetic. And this album that we're releasing this year is probably the most prophetic, powerful record we have ever done.
Yes.
You know what? I want people to get saved. We're crying for people's souls, man.
Exactly.
I want you to know God. I want you to know God intimately. God wants you to know him intimately. This is not about promotion to Angelo and Veronica or Pastor Chris.
Amen.
This is a way and a means to make a way to hear the gospel. You know what? When they take the cross away and they replace them with a false message, We have to realign ourselves with Christ and make sure that the churches we're going to. And you know what? The first question I'd ask my pastor, are we a 501c3 ministry? And if he says, absolutely. Well, hey, Pastor, I can't be part of this church. Why not? Because we're under the government. We're not under God. We don't trust God.
Wow.
We trust the government. Because the government is giving my summer home in California and my beachfront down in Florida. How about just trying to make your rent? That's what we do at our house. We're just trusting God to make our rent so that we can live humbly before God and let God operate through us. God opposes the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. You know what? I'm just very serious about what I read in God's word and what the scriptures that we quote. We don't quote them to make us sound important. No. They're words that will change your life.
Amen.
I need my life changed. I don't need to say the same. We need to change. We need to go from glory to glory to glory. And the only way to do that is to be in his word. So I encourage you, if you're out there, don't give up on your life. Don't give up on God. And don't blame God for things that are happening that have been prophesied in the word of God. There's going to be famine. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be tornadoes. We had a horrible tornado in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me that this invisible faith in a virus overrides those poor people that lost their lives in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't hear about that. Oh, no. Just put my mask on.
Yeah.
Stop the stupid. Take the mask off. You know when you say something? Why did God put humans on earth? So that we can live 6 feet away from each other?
No.
Is that what he said? No.
That's not what he said.
We need the comfort of each other. We need to be unified together in one body
that's
of Christ.
Right.
And that's what the problem with denomination is it separates the body based upon some man's opinion of the Bible. And it's not even an eternity decision. It's a stupid scripture that people go, oh yeah, I don't believe that either. So we'll start our own denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything that separates itself from the body is a cult.
Amen.
Take that, put that in your bank account. That's free of charge. Anything that separates itself from the body of Christ is a cult.
Wow.
Like,
that was deep.
It's not Angelo's opinion. It's not Angelo's opinion. It's God's opinion. Read his word. Don't at the end of your life, don't have Jesus say to you, have you not read? Really? Come on, people. We need to grow up in Christ. We need to stop the stupid. That's what God put in my heart. And it's not to call people stupid. You're not stupid.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
It's the choices and the decisions that we make are stupid.
That's right.
We love God. Trust me. I love God's people.
Amen.
I love God's people. God's people are the best people on earth. And ain't nothing like it. Because you know what? God's true people are going to be in eternity forever.
That's right.
And I want to celebrate each one of you. My wife and I want to celebrate you. We don't want to tear you up. But we want to bring you a word of truth so that you understand that we're dealing with, our fight is not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
It's not about the human, you know, this black and white, yellow and brown. No.
That's right. Because we can't get any closer.
People voting for a president because he's white. People voting for a president because he's black. not even considering what they stand for. How could you possibly stand for a man who puts across the United States of America's White House the LGBTQ flag and celebrates it?
Wow.
How in the world can you say that's my president? Really? Really, people? Then you haven't read your Bible. You have not read your Bible. Because if you read your Bible, that would horrify you. Not the fact that it's the United States. Because I'm not here to endorse this nation that we're. It's not, nothing's free in this United States. I drive people in this. One guy owned a house in California.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I paid for my house, but now they're getting ready to take it because I didn't pay the taxes on it. So he had a $400,000 house. Now they're going to take his house. Well, wait a minute. How did you pay for it and bought it? Why don't you own it? You know what? Because you'll never own it. Because as long as you're in the United States, you're going to pay a tax on it.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Demonic.
And that's what people.
If you bought it, you paid for it, it's yours.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to nobody else. Not me, not the government, not anybody. It just frustrates me.
Yeah, you see how the tides turn very quickly, especially when you get in a situation where, okay, I bought and paid for that, but in essence, you still don't own it. You know, you go behind on your taxes, you're done. So, you know, that's why I don't understand why are we chasing after the mansions, Angelo, and why are we chasing after Bugattis and Bentleys? If I do the math, I don't even want to see their taxes. I don't want to see it. So their tax is probably a salary that they could pay somebody to work. So this is what we're chasing. This is what we're loving. We want to get the stuff, but we don't want to count the cost. And instead of us stopping the stupid, we continue to pile up. Get all these things that man requires of us to get. We have to get our degrees. We have to make sure we have our covering from our bishops and make sure that he's a part of a certain situation or a certain society, so we can make sure that the people in the house can get the nice jobs. Let me stop. See what I'm trying, because all I'm doing is opening up another can. So. All I'm saying is this, man. We got to stop the nonsense. I mean, I don't know how else to really stress, you know, because this probably is not going to be our most popular episode because we're talking the truth. But every episode we air, we talk about the truth. So that doesn't matter in any way. I am accountable to Jesus Christ. And I love the heart of Pastor Angelo because he's been there. He's done that. He's seen it. The lights, all this stuff. And here we go, 2020. Out of all the things that they've accomplished, here we are. Here's the reality. That we rely so much on the industry or the government to make sure we live our lives, that our dependency to God dwindles and we start having a God, little g, which is not big G, and we allow little g to run our lives to the point where we're living it up. But our soul is crying out.
Yeah.
You know, we're living it up.
That.
Yes, sir.
I want people to know that I am an expert in the music industry.
Yes.
There are no Christians owning Christian labels. Those are the imposters. And Nashville, Tennessee is the most influential. Whatever comes out of this city is what goes around the world.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. I know these people personally. That's why when I read Psalm 1, blessed a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who owns Sony Records?
Uh-oh.
A pastor? Who owns EMI, Capital EM, Capital Records. The Jewish men who are scoffers of Christ, they don't love Jesus. They hate Jesus. So why would they promote Jesus? And let me tell you something. Grammy, Stellas, okay, where are the Stellar Awards, brother? Las Vegas.
Yeah.
When they moved it to Las Vegas, when they moved it to Las Vegas, I said, that's exactly where it belongs.
Yep.
All these stuff that are in the music industry.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Freemasons.
Wow.
The sinners. The ones that Jesus doesn't even hear. The world hears it because the world will promote its own.
That's right.
But they won't promote what is godly. I promise
no,
you
won't.
That. You got to find won't. It, brother. You got to dig
right.
deep. That's why our music has been hidden under a rock.
Mm-hmm.
People think our first album was back in 2001. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, dude.
We did a record back in 1991.
One, yeah.
And I've been married to one woman this month for 28 years.
My God. Amen.
And we're celebrating our anniversary with a healing song that God wants you healed, because God, in 2 Timothy 1:7, he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We have a single out, No Fear. Go download that song and meditate on it. It's the word of God. And it's, you know what? It's coming from a woman who knows God, not somebody who's trying to capitalize on God.
Mm.
Stop
and
the
you can
stupid. Stop supporting the foolishness. These people that, oh, there's an award show every week for some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? They're looking for the they're looking for the acceptance of man, and not the acceptance of God.
Amen.
Veronica
Amen.
Wrote a song called Famous, but she didn't want to be famous in God's eyes. I mean, in the world's eyes, but in God's eyes.
Amen.
Come on, man. Anyway, I love you. Bless
you. I
love you too. Go to AntoneVeronica.com. Reach out to Veronica. Encourage her. This is a true warrior for the kingdom of God. My wife is the real deal. When I married my wife, I married a great thing.
Amen.
She's awesome.
Amen.
And you know what? God's not through.
That's right.
Angela Veronica, you know what? Well, I don't care what it looks like. I'm not moved by what I see. So
Amen.
This virus, I'm not moved by the virus, man. Come on.
Yeah.
No weapon that formed against you to prosper, my people. Isaiah 54:17. For the scripture earlier that was wrong. You know,
yes.
We can all be corrected. Even a pastor could be corrected and rebuked.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
I spoke something that was out of the word of the will of God or the word of God, that I could be corrected just like anybody else. I'm
Amen.
No different than anyone else. I'm subject
Amen.
to the word of God. And
that's
so and that's where you need to put yourself, under the word
that's
of God,
right.
under his authority, and let his authority rule your life.
Amen.
Man, it's been a great hour and a half, 6 hours.
Yes, sir. See, I told you, man, we can't be on the phone too long, man, because, you know, our wives going to get a little bit heated because, man, we just go back and forth and back and forth. And I just wanted you to have the floor, man, because we had an awesome time off air. And, yeah, family, Angelo is a real person. He's a real person, y'all. So y'all need to get Veronica's new single. And you'll hear a new album on his Thomas Voice Radio Network also. And I just want to give a special – oh, go ahead, sir.
This Saturday night at midnight, we're releasing The Same God on iTunes. You can pre-order it now. I mean, you know, it's only a dollar. You know, it's not. We're not asking for $1,000. We're not one of them. We're not one of them. You know, rap preachers. Ain't gonna happen. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
support
sir.
Those. You know what? Support your brother. Support my brother, Pastor Chris. Send people and say, look, this man's preaching the truth. He's using other men and women to bring people to Christ. That's
Amen.
What this is all about. It's about your soul, man. It ain't about no record. It ain't about anything. Any of the houses or cars. It's about your soul.
Amen.
That's what matters, man. You're where you're going to be tomorrow. You know, The Wine is one of the greatest songs. Is, you know, tomorrow. Give your life
mm-hmm.
today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Give your life
That's
to
right.
Jesus today. Don't wait. Man, I love you guys.
Man, we love you too, man. And I know you got to go. But we definitely thank you so very much for coming on the show, Pastor. And, of course, feel free anytime, just like you told me, feel free to call you. Feel free to just call on when we're on the air and chime in and what have you. And give my love to your family. Give my love to Pastor Veronica. And I continue to pray for you both. And I'm excited about what God's about to do in this season for the both of you. And your voices have always strike the match in God's eyes. That's just my opinion, because you can hear the sincerity when you sing. It's not so much y'all got to hit the five key special and the flat notes and all this other stuff. It's not about that. You guys just go with it. And that's always been you two from the beginning. You go with it. Yes, sir.
Pastor Chris.
Yes, sir.
If anybody wants, you know what? The Bible says study to show yourself approved, right?
That's right.
If you're one who wants to be a singer, to Veronica, she's an amazing vocal teacher. She will teach you. She will teach you stuff that you won't hear anywhere else, and she can actually articulate what you need to learn. She's the greatest teacher in the United States,
wow.
And she's godly. Anyway, that was my wife calling me.
Yes.
My chicken on the plate is up.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. You too. And we're going to close out the show with Angelo and Veronica, The Truth. And again, we love you, family. And always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the psalmist's voice, or when you see Pastor Angelo in your hood, in your church, in the street, just giving God all the praise and glory. And don't forget to get Veronica's new single on iTunes. Go ahead and get it. But we're going to go ahead and play Angelo and Veronica, The Truth, right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. God bless you, family. We love you, and we see you next time.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
If you abide in my word, you're my disciples in me. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Shall make you free. Shall make you free. Shall make ya. Oh! You don't have to be a slave.
A slave to sin.
You don't have to be in chains.
A slave dog can sing.
Don't you know there is a light?
Which shall never rise.
It will open up your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, it's really up to you.
You should know the truth, and the truth should make you free.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! TPV Radio, Central Texas.